Welcome to the Ripple Effect Martial Arts Podcast.
Hey, Ripple Effect family. This is Master Macy.
And Master Macy. And we're up here at the Black Belt Test Weekend in YMCA in Estes Park, Colorado. And we thought we would just get together with some of our candidates for fourth degree. And they're actually known as the Fabulous Five because, well, there's five of them. And this is a historic moment for us.
Fabulous.
Yeah, and this is a historic moment for us because We actually have five testers going for a very significant rank. And so just to kind of like break that down, fourth degree takes many years. In fact, we have Mr. Matthew over here. Mr. Matthew is one of our youngest candidates to be testing for this significant rank. And that's quite the accomplishment. So let's start with Mr. Matthew. Mr. Matthew, how old were you when you first started?
I was six years old when I started in Fort Collins, 7 years old, I think, 2014.
And, you know, they all were joking because we're actually at the Black Belt Test Weekend and we're getting very little sleep and we're working very, and so math is a little bit hard for us right now, but it's okay. Now, Mr. Matthew was noted very early on to be a supreme leader in the school because he always helped out. He was SWAT captain. He was out there early on doing the most amount of classes. And that's one of the reasons why he was eligible. Normally, it takes a couple more years to be able to be eligible to test for a significant rank like this. But because of his dedication and how much he's lived in the karate school, quite literally, lived in the karate school for these years, put him in position. So Mr. Matthew over here, and then next up we have Mr. Olmsted. And Mr. Olmsted, I want you to actually tell us a little bit about you and your background and where you started in martial arts.
So I started in martial arts in like 1995, so it's been a little while. I just kind of was always interested in martial arts. I had a friend invite me to take a class, and it took me about 8 years to get a black belt, so I was on the slow track, but it was a really meaningful thing for my life, and took a break when I went away to college, and was literally just walking past Ripple Effect, and one of the awesome program directors just saw me walking by and like grabbed me, pulled me in, got me signed up for a class, and it's just really cool to have martial arts experience and then come in to be able to get to be part of giving that experience to other people and getting to be part of kind of all the benefits that I've experienced and be able to give that back to other people and to pass that along. And that's really what's rewarding for me.
Cool. Well, let's continue on down the ranks. Here is our third Fabulous Five, number 3 to 5. We have Miss Kelly Ogle. And Kelly, you started off in Broomfield in the Westminster area also as a student and then ventured out to actually become part of the school and actually owning and operating a martial arts school. So tell us a little bit about your background and, you know, what made you want to go from being a student into actually becoming an owner and actually becoming somebody who runs a school.
I would say, I mean, for us as a family, it's been just a way of life. Like, we are a combined family, Mr. Ogle with his two daughters, me with my son. It was just a way, because, you know, having a combined or a blended family, there's a lot of challenges and things that go behind that. So it was just something that we could do as a family, even though our oldest didn't do it with us. She was still part of it, and she was kind of our mom on these black belt weekends, and she would take care of us. So it just honestly just became, it's become a way of life. I think both of us were kind of searching for something different than corporate America. I've been in corporate America for a very long time, and we were just ready for a change. And I was a gymnast for 10 years as a kid. I did competitive gymnastics, competitive track. So, I mean, being an athlete is in my blood. And then I coached for many, many years. So it's almost like I'm kind of going back to those roots. And it's where I feel, I mean, this is the most comfortable I've felt at anything, so.
Mr. Orwell, what can you add to that? You know, as far as, again, from your history and where you came from, you know, tell us a little bit about the journey and what's maybe some of the highs.
You can't just say dinner.
To piggyback No, I started karate when I was a kid. I was probably like 7 or 8, somewhere around that. Did that for a few years with my sister, and then kind of shortly after high school, did a little bit of some jiu-jitsu training for a little bit. And then when this came up as an opportunity, they came to our school. I think it was my school, right? If I remember that right. And that's how we got started into the martial arts again. So it's kind of always been part of my life that I really didn't know, if that makes sense. That something I started as a kid, and now I'm kind of finishing the journey, if that makes sense, to finally achieve a black belt, get to my second, third, and so forth, and now my fourth. But as a family, it's really, it really kind of helps unite us and kind of start a bond together, being a combined family, if that makes sense. So that's been a really great thing that we've been on with that journey. We're, you know, we're continuing to our fourth, our kids got to their third. So it's been fantastic, and being able to give back, like whatever else we're talking about, to everybody else, and seeing them achieve what we're achieving now is pretty awesome.
Awesome. Well, and you know, last but not least, of the Fabulous Five, we have Missioner here, and Tristan's mother, and Mr. Matthew's mother, and also a black belt family, your husband as well, black belt in Taekwondo, and that's quite an accomplishment. Now, you've been a director of instructor, you're in instruction, we've also had you as a branch manager, program director, everything. You've worn a lot of hats, running prep cycle to prep cycle coordinator to everything. I mean, you've really seen every facet in the organization, as well as just us as a karate school. Tell me, what's really your drive? She has a full-time job otherwise. You know, why do you do it?
Yes, sir. I ask myself that a lot. No, it's, I mean, similar to what you guys said, it's giving back to other people, seeing that change every single day. I mean, there's countless stories of the families that come in, students, whether they're super shy or they're really struggling with something at home, and seeing that change, it's just amazing and it's energizing, and that's what I live for, right? Being able to be a part of that is just such a wonderful thing. You know, as part of a family, it's a really cool thing to do together. You know, when Mr. Matthew started initially, he started by himself. He was about 6 months in, and we were a bit resistant to joining, and then play catch up for 3 years. But it's really cool now to look back and say, we've done every single black belt test together. And it's, you know, as he's getting ready to go off to college next year, it's a really cool thing to be able to say that we've done together. And it's a really fun thing.
Awesome. Well, which of you created the Fabulous Five?
That was me, sir. I created it as Slack, so it's the Fabulous Five testing in 2025.
Mrs. O'Gold did the whole t-shirt.
And then we decided we wanted to have some swag, right. So we got our super awesome.
I mean, speaking of, you gotta turn around, Mr. Ogle, so show off.
Show off
the result. The cool, oh wait, put your hood up there. There you go.
So we decided to get really cool hoodies. That's pretty awesome.
It's all Mrs. Ogle.
You know, whenever we test as a group from Black Belt, there is a common bond, and whether it's the first to retest, the team, the prep cycle forms a bond with each other. And that's one of my favorite things of watching how it just sharing something in common can really create a strong bond. You guys have shown that even just by calling yourself the Fabulous Five, working hard together. You know, every when you get past first degree, it's a lot more than just knowing, memorizing curriculum, doing leadership projects and stuff like that. The requirements become a little bit more, I guess, vague, but also like a doctorate, you're writing a thesis kind of. And I had a couple assignments for you guys for your fourth degree test. Somebody explain, you know, maybe one of the challenges or one of the fun ones that you guys got to tackle.
Mr. Ohm said you have your super cool portfolio.
Yours came out super awesome.
So,
I'm sorry. Oh, I was just gonna say that was just challenging on my part. I'm not a very big wordy person, so putting together all that information was actually pretty cool. It made me kind of step back and kind of reflect on that journey and where I've come from, what we've been through, and where we're at now, and what we're looking forward to in the future. So that was pretty challenging, I would say. I don't typically do that, so it was pretty awesome.
Well, Mr. Holmes said you kind of shared those same kind of sentiments about the stepping back and really just looking in the rearview mirror for a little bit and like assessing, because sometimes you get on your journey and you forget about all the big accomplishments that you've overcome and tackled, and it all kind of just blends together. But when you have to step back and dissect it and pull it all out, and you did a phenomenal job with your magazine, which, you know, we'll be able to share and stuff with this, but, you know, tell me a little bit about that journey.
Yeah, well, it's fun to take, to be forced, because you don't do it without being forced to. It's fun to be forced to have to reflect and not just ask yourself, like, what have you been through, but why you've made those choices, and kind of re-up, like, do I still believe in what I'm doing? Is the reason I started this the reason I'm still doing this? And like asking yourself kind of hard questions. I mean, really, you know inside what the answer is, because you love what you do and you love training and getting to bond with other people and progress. I mean, for me, going towards my next belt is a lot of it is just being a great example of never stopping, because it's easy to, once you get ahead of your students in rank, to just say, okay, I'm done training, I don't need to do anymore. But to have that continual striving to push and show that they're never done, I think was a really impactful thing that came up when I was reflecting on this project and kind of putting together those pieces that the portfolio pieces that show what I've accomplished in martial arts and what I look to continue to do moving forward.
Yeah, well, it certainly reflects in all the work, because not only as an amazing martial artist, you also part of the marketing team, all the creative stuff, the social media, the, you know,
this podcast,
everything is you know, at your hand, and that it speaks a lot, because you really have a different lens on being able to capture that. You know, mm-hmm. You live it, and then you are able to say, you know what, I want everybody to share what I have, and so it comes out beautifully. So thank you for all that you do. A couple more questions, I'll let you open it up too. But Mr. Matthew, I mean, you're going off to college. That's a big step, and you know, we're all so proud of who you are and what you've been able to do in taking an extremely hard class load this year and taking all these AP classes, finishing on top, but then also having the direction and the goals. You know, you have so many character traits that we embody here at Ripple Effect, and seeing it mature into somebody like you is really awesome. What are you, if you were to say, you know, of all the things that I've learned over the years in going in and prepping you to get to where you're at, what do you think some of the most valuable lessons are that you could share with people that they might be able to?
It's actually really funny that you mentioned that, since when I was going through all the college application processes and going through all the writing all the essays and all of that, the consistent things that kept popping up were things from either the words of the belt or the student creed. They kept on popping up like over and over again without me even thinking about it. So it's really just embodied itself in me. I mean, one of the things I think has helped me out the most is things like this black belt test weekend, of persevering through difficulties, of, okay, I did my first black belt test weekend when I was around like 10 years old, somewhere around that, and it was probably the hardest thing that I'd ever done, and here I am on number 16 still doing it, and makes it so when it comes around to finals or college applications or anything else like that, not to say that isn't difficult, but I'm able to persevere through it and reach my goals.
Awesome.
And okay, so you guys all, in everything that you do and everything that you are, all really embody servant leadership. And I think one of the coolest things about these weekends is what you see at each rank as the expectations. So in Tonksville, we have the meaning of the black belt is the end of one's life cycle and the beginning of the next. You guys all know this, you see this, and you see the first degrees when they come out to test, they're testing on their curriculum. And then by the time they get to third degree, they're facilitating the whole weekend. And there's so much leadership that they show. So what does it mean to you guys? What are some of the maybe expectations or requirements? What does it mean to be a fourth degree?
So I think the fourth degree is really about highlighting everybody else. And, you know, it's easy to recognize the person that's standing in front and leaving. You don't necessarily know in kind of the larger picture who's actually helping support that behind. And I think when you get to those higher ranks, in my opinion, that you don't necessarily need that recognition anymore, because it's about you're helping them do it. And that's really rewarding, watching, you know, the third degrees that are out there running that, you know, help them get there, and that's super rewarding to know that we've been a huge part of that and part of that success.
Yeah, we say it a lot of times, you know, well, you hear everybody say, you know, the proof is in the pudding, and really fourth degree in some of those higher ranks, that's really what it is. We get asked, well, what do they have to do? They got to, you know, be able to kick here and break 55 boards and do this and that. And, you know, there's some martial arts requirements in there for sure, but ultimately it really is about your influence, your effect on other people and what you're doing and creating and giving back. And so all of those things are seen. It's very evident in these black belt test weekends, because I can look out there and I can see some of your students that you taught your first class to. I can see some of your students that you made an impact and change, that they were ready to quit or fail their black belt test and you turned them around. I can see some of the kids that look up to you and want to be like you, because you know they're aspiring young 10, 12 year old, and they're looking at you leading out there and going, I want to be like that guy. And you know, all of you have so many pinnacles of influence out there, and the proof is there. And that's ultimately the test. And sometimes you think internally, like, oh, am I kicking hard enough? And is my magazine good enough? Is this kind of like all of these things that were requirements? Yes. But ultimately it is out there. It's those guys, that's your test. And you know, how successful they are is a reflection of how amazing you guys are. So, you know, I can see already where this is going. You guys are doing an amazing job this weekend, and the proof is in the pudding. So thank you all for being amazing leaders. And
I was gonna say, one of them is actually facilitating my very first student, very first black belt. So that's pretty neat
to
see.
Cool. It's incredible.
Ms. Towers, huh?
Yeah, Ms. Towers. Be my very first student. I still have a picture of her in a white belt, just this mean look. And now she's out here facilitating and testing for a third. So it's pretty cool.
Very cool. Very cool. You know, it's one of the things that on our podcast, if you haven't listened with Justin Ortiz, go listen to it. I don't know what episode it is, so I guess you'll have to listen to all of them. But one of the things he said, he was getting ready for his sixth degree test, and we were asking him what he did to train and to prepare. And he kind of was like, you know, I'm just ready, like, all the time. And it's just who you are as a martial artist by the time you get to this point. And I think that is reflected in your guys' leadership. It's so true. Everything that you guys were just talking about with this weekend and getting these guys ready into where they are and growing them, you guys do that every single day in the karate school and everywhere that you are helping other people grow and be the best that they can be in a way that not very many people are capable of doing. And it's really incredible to see this whole weekend, and what you guys have led here is really amazing. So good work, guys.
Well, thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time on the Ripple Effect Martial Arts Podcast.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Ripple Effect Martial Arts Podcast. Find podcasts and more at rippleeffectmartialarts.com.